What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, we've talked a lot about the soaring inflation prices when it comes to gas and then things like airline tickets. People are really feeling the pain in that department. And now it's coming for shoppers in the Halloween candy aisle because candy prices are up more than 13% from a year ago, according to the Labor Department, which is the largest ever yearly jump for candy. Sugaring labor costs and skyrocketing flour and sugar prices have helped fuel the increase. The average household is expected to spend about $100 on candy, costumes, and decorations related to Halloween this year, which I feel like $100 per household is super low, especially with that jump in prices. But yeah, so if you guys are going to be buying candy for trick-or-treaters, expect to pay a lot of money if you want to leave your light on.
Are you someone that, well, you live in an apartment complex, so
yeah,
that's also different.
I haven't had trick-or-treaters since I moved here.
Just thinking this out loud here for a minute.
You do trick-or-treaters, no?
I mean, yeah, I do, and I've always been really into it. But now, I got to be honest, I'm kind of a little scroogey in that I'd rather just like leave a bowl at my front door.
Yeah, but
it's gone.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is that that's going to be gone in 2.7 seconds.
Yeah, well.
The first kid that comes is going to just take it all.
I have an idea, Cappy.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Leave a bowl of sided hats.
I think I've run out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I think I've run out of them. But now, but it's so bright in this studio. And
that you're putting on a sided hat.
I turn the light off on George's side because that's the light that dries me out.
Yeah.
And then Josh comes in here and he's like, no, man, it's dark. And I'm like, no, bro, it's not dark.
Well, we need it for you want the YouTube.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
Well, if we had actual cameras, you know, then the lighting wouldn't matter as much. But, you know.
You want YouTube.
I do want
you. You got to have the lighting then.
If I showed you, I'm watching the YouTube right now. If I turn the light off, you'll never notice the difference.
Cappy, buy some like studio quality camera so we don't have to worry about the lights being super bright.
Yeah.
Shell out for those.
We'll get it. We'll get onto that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring them.
Put it on
home
the sided
studio.
Budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sided budget ain't happening. Not right now.
All right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Yeah. We do the, you know, we want people to show up and, you know, we give out candy. I'll be here that day.
Is everybody doing something for Halloween? Like this
is
the weekend,
right? Well, my kids are doing
something. Isn't Monday actually Halloween?
Yeah, Monday is Halloween.
Yeah, we'll be here.
So doesn't that mean that
I'm doing the Halloween episode for Around the Horn this year. I'm going to be both Scott Hansen and wardrobe change Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, that's a good one, Andrew Siciliano.
When you do Siciliano, what is the costume going to be?
There'll be a wig.
Uh-huh. You getting some ears?
And some props, some ears. Yeah.
Perhaps there'll be some movement of the ears.
Yeah, you need some ears.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what about Hansen?
It's just like a blonde, you know, like crop top wig.
Okay.
You know, and just, it's really what I'm saying. It's like, let's bring up a quad box, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's just the sayings.
Got
you know?
It. Okay.
That's
all right.
It.
Yeah, we're going to four box it right now.
Yeah, quad box is what he says.
Hansen?
Yeah.
What? Does he?
He says quad box.
Quad box?
Yeah.
Cappy, what's your costume? Has Rachel told you yet?
She has not. She has not. I do not decide on my own costume. I do what I'm told.
Well, last year, I remember like a week beforehand, she gave you two that you were being like.
One was the, and you wore a pirate
thing.
Yeah,
you were a pirate
Scary
one.
Scary pirate
yeah,
thing.
And
right?
then something else. I forget what the other one was. You did two, though.
A couple years ago when I was really just completely ripped, like I was ready for the Mr. Universe competition, she had me in some outfit that was like some superhero guy that looked really cool at the time. Now, if I tried to fit into that outfit, forget about it.
Did it have the fake abs?
No, it didn't have the fake abs. It
had the real ones?
Yeah, at the time. Now it's real rolls.
I really miss not being at home for Halloween and seeing my nephew's cool costumes because my mom like always makes them for him. And she made his, I don't know, I posted it in the community last night because my sister sent it to me and I was like, what is that? And they figured it out. Thankfully, someone in the community figured out what it was, like what his costume was from.
Yeah.
But he always has my mom make them. She's like, she's a genius.
I wonder if we have any plans on Saturday to like go to a Halloween you know, party of some kind and costume it up.
Check your Calendly.
Well, no. I don't get to decide. I'm waiting for Rachel to tell me this.
Yeah.
Because I asked her, I said, hey, do we have plans on Sunday? She said, I don't think so. And I was going to try and sell her on LAFC game at noon.
LAFC.
The LAFC's in the Western Conference Finals at the bank. So I was thinking about trying to get her to go to the LAFC game at noon.
Yeah.
Maybe getting to the Rams for the second half against the Niners.
Yeah.
And then could we pull the trifecta and get to the Laker game on Sunday night?
No.
You could.
Could.
No, you could make that happen. But then you're driving downtown to then take the 10 to then go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. It really sounds ambitious, but I just don't think I'll do it.
Yeah. You could also do the 105.
While wearing a Halloween costume, nonetheless.
Yeah. Right.
That's probably true. Easier on the 105.
Are you going to? Are you willing to take Kitty Cat's phone call?
Yeah, we're going to take Kitty Cat.
All right, let's do this.
Where is he?
Here he is. He's on line two.
Hello, Kitty Cat.
Georgie. Oh, I got bones to pick with you.
Oh, more bones.
I like this.
Yeah. We're going to start calling you Bones instead of Kitty Cat.
No, I like Kitty Cat. Kitty Cat is good. Now, Kitty, do you spell cat with C-A-T, or do you spell it Kitty Cat, like K-I-T-T-Y-K-A-T, for a little bit of flavor?
Yeah, Kitty Cat, K-I-T-T-Y-K-A-T.
Okay,
Kitty
just wanted to clarify that.
Kind of like the chocolate bar.
Yeah,
but like Kitty Cat, is right. Supposed to kit.
So, guys, next time you put him up on the screen, you know, put him up with a K on the cat, please.
Yeah, and George, you know, not like a chocolate bar, man. See, like, you say stuff like that all the time, but irritates me.
But it's spelled exactly the way you just said it, except there's a T-Y at the end of kit.
But you know what? I'm not a chocolate candy bar.
What are
you,
Kitty Cat?
I have a bone to pick with you.
Go ahead. Pick your bones.
You ran me out last week.
No, I didn't run you out.
Hold on.
Wait, no. It ain't the Kitty Cat show, bro. Relax.
Make it the Kitty Cat show, Kitty Cat.
So, it's a call-in show.
We ran out of time. It was literally, we had to go to break because there's another show after us.
Okay, can you finish or can I finish?
Now you can, yes.
Okay. You ran me out faster than LeBron James ran David Blatt out of Cleveland.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
And
you like
you
that?
Have,
you got it at least.
That was a good one.
You have no idea about the NBA.
None, George. I agree. You don't know anything about the NBA. I agree with that,
but
Kitty Cat.
You do, especially.
I
Go
agree
ahead,
with
Kitty
that, Kitty Cat.
Especially with that David Blatt drop.
I really think that George doesn't know jack squat about the NBA. I agree. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, Georgie, if you're a polyester Laker fan or if you're an OG Laker fan.
What would you say, George? Polyester?
I would say I'm neither, actually.
Not polyester because that's a material that's not
George
comfortable.
George is not a Lakers fan.
I cover the NBA for a living. I'm not a fan of anybody anymore.
Hear that,
so
Kitty Cat?
You make statements about the Lakers, but you never take a stand.
That's Who's not true. I literally just said that they need a new set of eyes on the team. Like, what are you talking about? I spent 90 minutes talking about that.
That is a general comment.
No, it's not. We literally need, like,
Be more specific, please.
Like what?
What changes do they first have to make to get this organization back on track?
They need a president of basketball operations. I've already said that today.
Why are you asking this kid? He don't know anything
about
the NBA.
I don't know anything. Why don't you tell us?
I don't know. This guy don't know nothing. Tell him, Kitty Cat. Tell him.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, if you're going to do due diligence and talk about the Lakers, Georgie, then you should know your product. And the Lakers organization has been in disarray since Dr. Jerry Buss passed away in 2013. You can go down the line. You can look at 2009, 10, 11, 12, and 2013. The Lakers did not have a first-round draft choice. By the way, in 2017, they did have a draft choice. They traded it away. 2019, DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia drafted him, traded him. Jaden McDaniels out of Washington, the freshman in 2020, drafted him and traded him. And let's not forget about Isaiah Jackson, 2021. I didn't even know who he was, but they made terrible drafts. Now, Georgie, I want you to be a man. Is Rob Pelinka the right man for the Lakers?
By the way, you know so much that you know DeAndre Hunter, that pick belonged to the, you know, that pick actually was traded through New Orleans to Atlanta.
No. It was traded to Atlanta.
No. But facilitated through New Orleans.
Hunter, when DeAndre Hunter was drafted by the Lakers,
yes, he currently plays for them. But there was a three-team deal with New Orleans as well.
Explain it to him, Kitty Cat. I try and tell this kid these things. He don't listen to me.
Listen, I mean, he didn't even know who DeAndre Hunter was.
He just signed a $95 million contract, you bozo.
But you know what? You are so misconfigured.
You're a jabroni. You're not a kitty cat. You're a pussy cat.
No, I'm a kitty cat, and I could tell you even more if you want.
Go ahead. Tell us about how much you know.
LeBron James is running the Los Angeles Lakers, and just look at Clutch Sports. And who is the owner of Clutch Sports? Rich Paul? And who? oh, LeBron James, but his name is not on that ownership group. If you look over the last 3 years, tell me, Georgie, how many Lakers were on the roster that were represented by Clutch Sports in the last 3 years by the Los Angeles Lakers, if you know?
A ton.
How many?
A ton. I mean, it started with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Mana from Heaven, if you recall that. Do you remember that, old kitty cat?
I can remember.
Wait, no. I asked you a question. Do you remember that, Mana from Heaven? Do you remember that line? Do you know who said that line?
No, I don't.
Yeah, then you don't know crap.
I didn't get a chance to ask him about Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A.
Get out of here.
You hung up on the kitty cat.
If you don't know Mana from Heaven, you don't know this Lakers team.
Wow.
You don't know. If you don't know who said that line with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you have no business talking Lakers.
You hear that, kitty? You hear that, kitty cat?
Okay.
You hear that, kitty? My man George says you don't have any business talking Lakers.
And we also have to go to break.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, so there's that too. We're way over the break. Kitty cat.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow, Kitty Cat's getting some mixed reviews in the circle of trust.
Let me hear what he's getting.
So Tim from the OC, as you know, who is not necessarily the biggest, like, he loves the show, but he loves to fight back at me all the time, this Tim in the OC. He pulls your line. He's more Team Cappy. And he says, so in order to get on the radio, you have to be an idiot and only listen to your own voice and opinions without having a mature conversation with the host.
Is he talking about you?
He's talking about Kitty Cat.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking also here in the community. I'm looking in the circle.
Some people think we should have him on once a week.
Here's Gary, who says that Kitty Cat needs to be a regular. Loved him. Loved that I was egging him on.
Yes.
Here's John, who says pure radio gold.
Yeah.
So there's you're right. There is a lot of mixed reviews. You know? I like it.
I liked when you called him a jabroni. That was my favorite.
People did like jabroni.
Yeah, you pulled that one out from I mean, it hasn't been used in quite a while.
Yeah,
Jabroni's coming back. It's coming back again for sure.
The Rock brought it in in the late 90s, I feel like. It was a thing.
I feel like he used it recently on Instagram or something, and now it's making a comeback.
Jake Green just, in all caps, writes, he just signed a 95, when he said I didn't know who DeAndre Hunter was, he just signed a $95 million contract.
I like the vice president of the Handsome Man community, says that Kitty Cat needs to join the Circle of Trust ASAP. I agree with that. Kitty Cat, whoever you are, even if people are saying that you were born in 1928, you got to get on Twitter. You got to get into the Circle of Trust. It's a place I like to be. I'll tell you that right now.
We don't want to know too much about him because he lives in the same city as me.
He does?
He does. He's from Marina.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll keep a listen out. Yeah, I'll keep a listen out.
I don't think he's on Twitter. He sounds like an older gentleman.
Yeah. Here's Mandy Lopez, who says that love that Lindsay really enjoyed the David Blatt one-liner.
She did.
That was funny. You have to admit, that was funny. Not many people know David Blatt.
No, you have to get it to know that it was funny.
He was only there for a minute.
David Blatt, man, you want to talk about a guy who was in over his head? Holy mother of God.
We don't like to speak about those years in Cleveland.
Let me tell you something. This was a guy, he was super corny, but also kind of wanted to be a little dictatorial, but with some snark to it. He was really weird dude to be around.
And people loved him internationally, right?
Yeah, because, that was the thing. Whenever the media, and I remember I had plenty of friends who covered that team because LeBron had just gotten back. Now, to his credit, David Blatt was also supposed to coach a team with Kyrie and a bunch of young guys like Deion Waiters on it. And then all of a sudden, LeBron's like, I'm back! And that didn't work out so well.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So I remember Blatt would say to the media, be like, you know, when I've been part of championship teams and the media would all like kind of roll their eyes like, bro, you won championships in Europe, bro. This ain't the NBA. Like, you need to relax.
Kyrie definitely did not mix with him either. And it was kind of like, who is this guy I think he is?
Well, Crypto Ray put out a tweet that said, who had the better comeback? So he's got a poll going. Is it Kitty Cat or Cappy? Right now it's at 50-50.
50-50?
Yeah.
Wait, what was Kitty Cat's comeback, though?
Well, I guess it was his second appearance on the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he means like your comeback to the circle of trust.
I thought you meant like phrase. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not phrase. My comeback to the circle today. A lot of very positive reviews. Now, on the other hand, there have been some negative reviews from people who said...
About your comeback?
Yeah, people who have said, did you not learn anything from the That's What's In guys about cheesy videos? And I'm like, yeah, I did learn a lot. Okay, like when that one guy is like, Bryce is going to lose and Manny's going to cruise. I was like, I want to choke that guy.
Yeah. That's what's in?
That's what's in.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, difference between that's what's in and what I did today is I dropped a joint all up in his junt.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cool words in there.
Yeah.
Dropped a joint in his junk.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of comments about my mattress.
Yeah.
Especially... One that said from El Padrino, he said, you got to rotate your mattress so you get max life and not to have a Cappy situation where it starts to contour.
It's true. In fact, I was just thinking about it today that my side of the bed has like that little contour, but it's super comfy for me. Rachel's side of the bed is like perfectly pristine, you know? So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to do a full twist and I'm going to take her side and put her in the little ravine that I'm living in right now.
Well, I have rotated mine.
Ravine.
Max rotated. It's all rotated out for sure.
Now, can you turn your mattress upside down? Is it two-sided?
No.
Okay, it's only a one-sided deal.
And it's like a California king, so it's almost like a square.
Yeah.
So I could still put it sideways and I've definitely max rotated it for sure.
I'll just tell you right now, look into the Tempur-Pedic. That's the one I got and it is fire.
I hear the Nectar mattress is very, very highly rated. That's
Nectar.
What I'm looking at. Yeah.
Nectar. Is that the one that comes in the box?
I think, most mattresses nowadays do. It's a thing now.
Really? They don't have a truck that delivers them to your house anymore?
Well, yeah, but
I guess... some plastic covering?
Yeah, the guys put on the booties and they walk it up to your room? They don't do that?
But I guess, I don't know. I'm sure they still do that.
All I'll tell you this is I got a mattress guy for you.
Okay, Cap.
Big discount.
Is it like a fall off the truck type of mattress?
No. This is a legitimate like store.
All right, we'll talk after the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a guy.
Although, I don't know if I trust you after that whole chicken sandwich debacle.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, just based on what everyone said about you being wrong about Chick-fil-A being the best chicken sandwich.
Oh, I think more people said I was right than wrong.
I would say more people have actually said other than you.
Again, I love Chick-fil-A, but I've never had Popeyes, but it feels like a lot of people seem to think that's a very sus opinion.
No, I don't agree with that.
Hella sus with sussy sauce.
Don't agree. I think a lot of people thought... Kaplan's right. The Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's not the most popular thing to say in the world, but the Chick-fil-A sandwich better.
Mm-hmm.
You do you.
Nah, not for me, bro.
That Popeye sandwich has like this vanilla aftertaste for me.
Vanilla aftertaste?
Yeah.
I think Patrick actually in Long Beach still wanted to talk about the chicken sandwiches. What's up, Patrick?
George, I haven't talked to you in so long, but it's always a pleasure. I have a couple points. I have a Laker point I hope you'll let me get. You do have to try that Shake Shack chicken sandwich. That guy was not lying. That is.
See, I've been told on Twitter today that it's a little dry. Now, my guess is that has a lot to do with the particular restaurant you go to rather than the actual sandwich.
100%. You go to the one in Glendale, which I don't live near, but that one's always on point.
Is that by like the Americana or something?
Across the street. And then I have a quick Laker point, but two things. You know, Andrew Siciliano used to be a 7-10 host. And
He worked with Michael Thompson.
He's missed. And then another. I don't know how people don't see that Darvin Ham looks like Ron Harper ate Derek Fisher.
Oh, dude, totally.
Now my Laker point is...
He ate him whole.
Huge Rob hater. I think, it's Jekyll and Hyde. You make moves that say we're waiting for the future, except we have LeBron James. So then you sign a bunch of old people to compliment him. It doesn't work. The Westbrook trade doesn't work to make LeBron happy. Then this year you sign, the right amount of youth and Lonnie Walker and Kendrick Nunn. But then you're holding on to draft picks. It doesn't make sense. But now as the season goes on, maybe what Rob is doing is a $40 million expiring contract to a season for tanking is pretty desirable. And so maybe there is a little bit of method to his madness. And you know, he definitely said when KCP was waived, you know, it was the mana from heaven. So you gotta.
There you go. See, Kitty Cat.
So, Kitty.
Patrick in Long Beach knew what was up.
And I'll say, George, you know, I think everyone enjoys you as on TV for basketball. You do a really, really good job.
I don't know. Kitty Cat said he don't know anything about basketball.
I don't know anything about basketball.
I agreed with Kitty Cat. He don't know anything about basketball.
Nothing.
I agree.
And my last thing is, it was frustrating as a sport, you know, almost 40-year-old sports fan and diehard 30-plus-year Laker fan, is this is the most educated fan base for sports that's ever existed in terms of our access to videos, to strategy, watching things.
You can't fake it. You can't fake it with Laker fans. Like, the real Laker fans know, other than Kitty Cat.
Well, are you a polyester fan, or are you an OG fan?
Sports fans in general.
Oh, yeah, listen.
You know, and I will be at the LAFC game on Sunday. Yeah. I have an extra ticket in Field Club, George, if you want to go.
Bro, I wish. I can't make it, unfortunately. I got stuff with the kids. But I will be watching. How about that?
You guys have a great show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, pal.
I also am considering that Sunday game. I don't know, man.
Sports fans, he's right about this. Sports fans now can be, if they want to be, more educated than ever before. Because they're more access to information than ever before.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. 100%. So, like, when I told you DeAndre Hunter was traded to New Orleans in the Anthony Davis trade and then traded to Atlanta, you know, in a felt swoop, I knew what I was talking about.
Or you looked it up?
No, I knew.
Oh. I just thought you were saying access to information.
Yeah.
Perhaps you just went and looked it up.
Look it up if you want.
I don't want to.
You didn't know who he was.
He signed a $95 million contract, you bozo!
This guy Kitty Cat gets under your skin, though. He gets you riled up.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He gets you very hot.
The one thing you've learned about me, I always need someone to be my faux rival.
Dude, he is your guy.
I need someone. Well, it's like Tim in OC. Now he says he's my biggest fan. No, Tim, I need you to still be my rival in the community.
I'm looking for Kitty Cat, who obviously heard the shout-out earlier today to call the show.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Kitty Cat to get onto Twitter.
Kitty Cat needs a meter.
As Kitty Cat, and he needs to get into the circle of trust.
Yeah.
Kitty, we're putting it out there for you.
We'll put the litter box for you.
We want you in. We want you in, Kitty Cat. George is going to declaw you.
Leave out the meow mix.
We do have the meow mix.
All right, Kitty Cat.
Do you like cats?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I really don't. My daughter keeps asking me for a cat. She's like, come on, Dad, let's get a cat. I'm like, no.
I have a cat.
Yeah, how's that cat treat you? Funchy?
Treats me all right.
Was it your cat or was it your wife's cat?
It's my cat.
Really?
Your cat, though, could, like, if you were gone tomorrow, your cat would be like, whatever.
Yeah,
you're
probably.
Right, but,
probably.
But I do want to say there is something about
your dog would miss you.
Yeah, you're right.
There is something about men what?
There's something about men who have cats I've found in my life that men who have cats seem, in my general observation, seem to be more compassionate than men who don't.
There you go.
I don't know if I
buy
that.
I think guys, especially guys who are single, who have cats on their own, like Funchy was before he got married, I think they're weird.
My God.
Okay.
That sounds like a very bro-y thing to say.
Yeah, bro.
Well, I'm a bro. What can I tell you?
You are a bro.
I'm a bro.
There's why Rachel controls your life. So.
Because I'm a bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, she's kind of right there, too.
Just saying. I bet you that if you liked cats, you probably wouldn't want to control your life so much. That's all.
You think that if I had a cat, she'd be out on me.
Well, maybe, then maybe, you know.
Maybe.
Here's my thing about cats. I'm going to tell you guys something about cats.
Tell me something.
I had plenty of cats in my life.
Yeah.
Had three cats at one time when I was married.
Triple cat.
Three cats. Okay? Here's the thing about cats. If a cat doesn't like you, and the cat decides to fire back at you.
That means you have no soul.
If the cat decides to pee on anything.
You're screwed.
That thing is ruined.
Yeah. Yes.
So if a cat pees on your bed, you need a new mattress. If a cat pees on your couch, you need a new couch.
Yeah. Bad, yes.
You're right.
Cat pees on your carpet, you need new carpet.
Yeah.
Because cat pee,
it doesn't come out,
is the smelliest. Think about this. Think about going out for dinner and having a bowl of asparagus, and cat pee smells 5,000 times worse.
Yeah.
You know, in my house that
is
I
that
used
too
to
much?
Own,
was that too? Was
no.
that like too graphic?
No, I don't think
I
so.
I mean, probably. But
yeah. I think you're right. I mean, I know you're right. When I owned my house, before I moved out, my cat had like a urinary tract infection.
Oh,
so
no.
So she peed next to the litter box on accident. I literally took a utility knife and cut that piece of my carpet out because I spent months and hundreds of dollars trying to get the smell out and it wouldn't come out. So I just ripped that part of the carpet out.
On that note, big deal or no deal next. Thanks, Christopher. You take it away, Lindsay.
Jabroni. Yeah.
Super excited.
Jabroni. See
Super
what you
excited.
Did?
I love jabroni.
You called Kitty
word.
Cat a jabroni.
I heard her.
People loved it in the community because they haven't heard jabroni in a really long time.
Yeah.
Now Lindsay Baseball is calling you a jabroni.
Lindsay Baseball can call me a jabroni. She can call me whatever she wants.
It's my word. Meow. So, guys, Amazon is adding a new way for shoppers to pay for their purchases.
Of course they are.
But it's not Apple Pay.
Oh.
Despite being one of the largest.
Amazon Pay?
No. Oh. They do have that already, though.
Oh.
I don't know if you know
I don't
that.
Use it yeah. that often. My wife uses Amazon more than I do.
Amazon Pay?
Yeah. That's a thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's mostly for other websites that basically you link it to the other websites to your Amazon
I know Google
accounts.
Has Google Pay. I've
right.
seen that.
Well, anyway, Amazon is opting for Venmo instead of Apple Pay.
Oh.
So shoppers will be able to link their Venmo account to their Amazon account. And then from there, you can pay with either your Venmo balance or a backup debit or credit card. So is the fact that Amazon has partnered with Venmo as a payment partner, especially before Apple Pay, a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I mean, they're rivals in a lot of ways from a technology standpoint. So even though they do have different businesses, they are still rivals from a technology standpoint. So I don't think, I mean, I don't know. I guess if you're into that stuff, I should ask, there's a guy, Mark Gurman, who listens to this station and the show. Big Lakers fan. He's like the Woj of tech, and mm-hmm. he lives here in L.A.
Really?
Mark Gurman. You should follow
Mark Gurman?
Him if you're into techie stuff.
Okay.
I should ask him that question, but I would guess no. No big deal, but I'm sure other people out there would say that's a big deal. I would actually think that the rival to Venmo would be like PayPal.
Yeah, I think it is. I feel like, to me, Apple Pay is a way more convenient and way more prominent and important like retail payment
yeah.
portal. Because I've never heard of like using Venmo to check out of anything at a store.
Yeah, PayPal I have.
Yeah,
I don't.
I've seen that. You don't what?
I don't have PayPal. And like this guy said to me recently, he's like, well, do you accept PayPal? And I'm like, no, I can take like Venmo. I can take Zelle. I'm like, but no.
Why
don't
you just get a PayPal account?
I think I've had one and I don't know why.
How about Cash App?
I do like the Cash App. That's okay. I was like, Cash App was pre-Venmo.
Cash App is actually, it was such a smart name, too.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I would have thought of that.
I love Cash App.
Cash App, you know, predated Venmo, and right. I found myself using Cash App a lot, and now I don't find anybody
Why
using Cash App.
Why didn't you invent Cash App instead of Sided?
I know. I feel so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, seriously.
I know, like, just go where the money is.
Yeah. Cash
ever,
App.
Right.
How
do you ever
easy.
Buy stuff on eBay, Cap?
Not really.
Because I don't know if it's still the case. I haven't bought anything on eBay in a while, but eBay bought PayPal, and that used to be the only way that you would be able to check out on eBay is through PayPal. They changed it.
I can't think of anything I've ever bought on eBay.
Really?
For reals.
I buy stuff there like probably like 3 times a year.
George, you buy anything from eBay?
Not in like at least a decade
or
more.
I can't think of anything I've bought on eBay.
Yeah.
I had to buy like an animatronic Baby Yoda last Christmas.
Animatronic?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it moves and stuff.
Oh, I have that Baby Yoda.
Yeah, yeah. I bought one for my nephew, and then it wasn't going to get there in time, so then I had to buy one off eBay and get express shipping. It was a nightmare.
I let my kids use it every once in a while.
Yeah. The Yoda?
Yeah.
Oh, it's yours.
It's actually theirs, but the funnier joke was I let my kids use it more. I let my kids use it.
Oh, man. All right, so for airline passengers, getting stuck in the middle seat has long been like drawing the short straw.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle seat is so undesirable that only 1% of passengers would voluntarily choose the middle seat, according to a recent social media poll by Virgin Australia. Mm-hmm. But that may be about to change because Virgin Australia has just launched the Middle Seat Lottery, which is a special raffle with big weekly prizes that's open only to passengers that are willing to sit in the middle seat. The promo is going to run for 6 months through April of 2023 with the total prize pool of about $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not necessarily a big deal, but it's a cool deal. So would you guys ever pick the middle seat if it meant you'd have a chance to win a bunch of money in the middle seat lottery?
So my answer is yes, and here's why. I'm a really good sleeper on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So while I prefer the aisle seat, or I would prefer the exit row, because I also want to be the hero. You know, should something happen, I want to tear the door off like the Incredible Hulk and save everybody's lives, you know? But the other day, this was Sunday of this week, I had to fly from Pittsburgh
to
Detroit.
By the way, so if that scenario actually unfolded, I do feel like you eventually would try to help.
Yeah.
But I feel like by the time, because you're just like a slow reactor to stuff.
You think so?
I feel like by the time you like look and you're looking around, your mouth opens, your eyes pop out, it's already over. Everything is already done there.
Problem is maybe I'm a quick reactor and all of a sudden there's like some turbulence, but I think we're going down.
Yeah.
And I go to rip the door off right. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought we were going down.
Yeah.
Look, I flew from Detroit to San Diego on Sunday night. That's a 5-hour flight. 5 hours. I sat in 24B. That's right. Sat in that middle seat.
Mm.
Tell you right now, I had one of those neck brace pillows on. I had a monitor in front of me. I watched Pittsburgh, Miami. 5 hours, no problem. I know a lot of people hate the middle seat, and it's not my preference, but I can handle it. No problem. George, it's not in your contract, I know. Middle seat, not in your contract.
No way, bro.
He doesn't deal with middle seats.
Yeah.
Because he only does first class.
Mm-hmm. This is not business travel. This is personal travel.
Not applicable, though.
I can deal with the middle seat.
Not
no problem.
Me, bro. Not
I feel
me.
Like you're right, Cappy. As long as you have the neck pillow, you're good.
I don't even like doing Southwest, bro, because I can't pick a seat. Like, my wife, I went to Vegas in May. We went to visit some friends of ours from the Northeast when we lived out there that were in town because the husband was like on a convention or whatever, and the wife came too. So we hung out with them, had dinner, and we did Southwest out of Long Beach. And the only way I would do, she's like, I will register us and we'll be in the A group. Like,
okay.
And she did, to her credit. She right when that thing turned, whatever it is,
24 hours.
So
what'd you
do?
Did you get the window or did you get the aisle?
I got the window. I would normally take the aisle. But by the time we got on, I think for her, she got A, but when she did mine, it was B.
She held it
so
for
you. So she took the middle seat. That's love.
Yeah.
She took the middle seat, and I took the window.
Problem for
in
anybody.
In the first row.
I had two women on either side of me.
Yeah.
This was on Sunday night.
Yeah. That's love, honey. Thank you.
And these poor girls.
Yeah.
Because I've told you, I don't care. I will pass an amazing amount of gas on a flight. And then I will look around and blame other people.
Yeah, we know this. You've said this before.
But these girls were like sitting next to me and I was doing my thing. And then I was doing exactly what I wanted to do. I was like, who the hell would somebody's got a giant set of you know what?
Why do you always talk about like how you pass gas on planes? Like, are you just generally speaking, a gassy person?
No, I think on planes, for some reason, it gets
to me.
That's
weird, Kat.
Yeah. And I love to do it. And then I love to look around like somebody else did it.
So you do it on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Southwest now, they started a couple months ago.
Yeah.
You can pay like up until right before you board to get moved up into the A group, and they'll like bump people that, you know.
Oh, I'd be pissed if they did that.
So you can move to be like in the front grouping, like one of the first five people on the plane. Like, would you pay the extra? Depending on the flight, it's either $15 or $30. Like, to Vegas, it's $15. Would you pay that to be able to move up?
$15, maybe. But, like, the other night, Sunday night, it was $120 to get the, whatever it was, like, the exit aisle. And I was like, you know what? $120? I don't really care. I can sit in this middle seat, no problem. And I did.
You know, a lot of times, if you're really, really nice to the flight attendants, the gate agents, and you go up there and, like, tell them, like, oh, I got really bad back problems or whatever, because like you really don't want to sit in the middle seat or in the way, way back. A lot of times they'll move you up if you just ask them really nicely.
Man. This was completely
buy
full.
Buy them candy. Buy them candy, I'm telling you.
The agent at the gate asked me to buy her coffee.
Yeah.
I went to see if there was an upgrade available. Like, I was going to try and talk my way into first class. I wasn't going to buy it. And she was like, oh, man, I need a cup of coffee. And I'm like, well, I'll go get you one, but you got to get me into first class. Like, there's nothing I can do. I'm like, well, then there's no coffee for you.
I bet if you would have bought the coffee and come back with like a muffin or a bagel or something, she probably would have worked her magic.
Yeah, but then I got on the plane and every first class seat was taken.
Yeah, but those people, a lot of them are on the list, you know? Just saying, my best friend's flight attendant, and she said if people come in with like, you know, Reese's Pieces or like boxes of candy or whatever, some like Mally's chocolates from Cleveland, she's going to move them.
Mally's chocolates.
Mm-hmm. Famous chocolate factory in Cleveland. Anyway, really quick.
I was like, I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
I like chocolate.
Mally's is super famous.
It actually looks kind of like the Wonka Tower. It's painted like pink and red. It's really cool. I'll send you guys a picture.
I love that Mally's, right? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, Mally's chocolates.
Yeah, got into this. And David Blatt somehow worked his way in.
I love it. Yeah. All right, really quick. So Kentucky is the U.S. school with the most players on an NBA start of season roster.
Yeah,
for
Kentucky,
11th.
Really?
Yeah, dude, Kentucky. Yeah.
They've got 27 players on an NBA roster at the start of the season.
Wow.
Duke is second with 25.
Okay.
UCLA is third with 12.
I'm surprised. Okay, that's a big drop from 25 to 12.
Yep. UNC.
Well, those two schools have, I mean, if you look at the type of guys that have gone there, they're all lottery picks, those guys in those two schools.
And then next is UNC and USC, who both have 11.
Wow.
So is this a big deal or no deal?
I think it's a big deal, honestly, for USC.
11 guys.
To be in that category.
Right.
Because the other ones you expect to be there, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, and UCLA. But USC, I would not have guessed, would be in that same category.
I wouldn't have expected UCLA or USC to have that many guys right now. But I guess I'd have to really go back and look. But USC's the bigger shock. I was surprised you don't hear, I guess it's a couple years ago now, but like Memphis. Or Kansas,
Kansas
for example.
Has 10, and Arizona has 10, and Texas has 10. But then it drops off after that.
Right, but those are like blue blood schools. Like you would get, USC is not a blue blood in basketball,
no, not
but
even
it
close.
Goes to show you Andy Enfield and those guys have done a nice job.
Well, recruiting and getting guys to the NBA, it'd be nice to see them actually make a big run.
Well, Evan, they were in the Elite Eight, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like consistent, like really be there.
Yeah, but look, UCLA hasn't necessarily. I mean, they were there with Juzang in that group 2 years ago, and they lost on that awful shot that Jalen Suggs hit. You know, but
I feel like Andy Enfield is one of those guys that when he left Florida Gulf Coast, and this is now like 8-10 years ago.
And remember, he had that crazy run there in the tournament,
Lob City or Dunk City, which one? What was it called?
Well, anyway, Lob City was the Clippers,
right? No, Dunk City then it was called, or Dunk something, right?
Dunk City.
Andy Enfield, kind of a little under the radar in many ways here in LA. For a guy who's recruited that well, and like you said, was it one Elite Eight? But 11 guys in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
He's had a good run there, though, for sure. Bedouin Whittier says, quote, "I don't even fly Southwest. You can't even pick a seat. You're going to lose the man of the people crown, mi rey sedano. Cacahuatera is a favorite of Latinos. Avoid Allegiant." No, I don't fly Allegiant either.
What's Allegiant?
It's another airline.
Yeah, I mean, I flew this year. I've flown, what's the one, the bottom? Spirit.
Spirit.
I flew Spirit.
Nope.
Yep, I did
it. Don't do it.
They charge you for breathing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I told you guys, I snuck on a bag. They charged me $100 when I went from Cleveland to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then I snuck my bag on in Vegas to L.A. because I didn't want to pay another $100.
Yeah, they charge you for anything.
Yeah. Spirit,
Frontier,
I'm done.
Frontier is in that
Frontier,
category.
Frontier, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, great airlines, though.
Southwest is actually, they're nice people. I don't want to put them in that class because they're not that. They are inexpensive, but they're great at what they do. My only beef, I would fly Southwest more if I could pick my seat.
I like Virgin.
Southwest
I like
has
Alaska.
The best customer
Virgin
service.
Virgin doesn't do domestic anymore, though.
They don't?
No.
I've flown Virgin, really? I've
As
flown
of, like,
to Seattle
2 years
many
ago,
times, really?
I think since no, that, like, the pandemic.
Like, like 4 or 5 years ago they stopped.
I fly Alaska a lot. I like Alaska.
I'm flying Alaska to Portland in a couple weeks.
I like Alaska a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Southwest has the best customer service, and a lot of people underestimate you get 2 checked free bags.
They do.
So that if you're going to check a bag, like that's going to cost the price.
You also get 2 free checked bags when you go to first class. Oh, come on, Cappy.
No woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry. Yay, 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 yay. How's that?
Yeah.
In the government, you're in trash now. Like that, Funch? I wait for Bob, and then I sing the song.
I'm not sure
the words exactly.
I don't even know if it's you or Bob.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what is our out time? Because you put 52:50, which means we'd be done in 2 minutes.
That's true, yes.
No. 57:50, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. That's early.
Yeah.
You didn't think, gosh, 52.
That's what he told me, though.
What's coming on after us?
ESPN Radio.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try and set a new record tonight to get home.
Yeah.
You know, I need to make sure
Can
that there's
I do a
no traffic.
Play by play, and when we got here, we got a good game. We
All right,
got
go
New
ahead.
Orleans Pelicans up 113-111, 2.9 seconds left in the game. We've got Dorian Finney-Smith to inbound, Larry Nance to guard the inbounder. He kicks it out to Luka at the top. Luka left wing, long 3-pointer for the win is no good. Off front iron, and the New Orleans Pelicans hold on to win the game at home.
Nicely done, George.
And Lucas pissed. I don't think I could say that on national.
No, you
television.
Could. You could. You could, and you should.
He's yelling.
You absolutely should.
Yeah. That was a good play, but Luka missed it. He was open. Let me see. Hold on. Is he open?
Not really, dude. That's a long.
Oh no, he had space. He had space.
That's a long three,
it
though.
It is, but he's hit that before.
I understand, but I mean the likelihood of the clock running down.
Yeah, but they only had 2.9 seconds left.
Yeah, right, man. But I mean, you got a defender in your face. And that's a low percentage shot.
It is a low, but it's high for him.
Yeah, you think?
Higher for him, rather, is probably the better way to say it. Pelicans are good, bro. No Zion, no Brandon Ingram. Just beat the Mavs.
Zion, again.
Hip contusion.
Dude, he could turn
Brandon
into...
Brandon Ingram concussion, though.
Could Zion turn into like a Greg Oden-y kind of guy?
I hope not.
Where he just never fulfills the promise?
I hope not, because he's way more skilled than Greg Oden was.
But man, I haven't looked at him this year, so I don't know what he looks like body-wise.
Dude, he looks good.
He looks better?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Doesn't look as puffy?
No, he looks good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's hurt again.
He took a hard fall the other night.
He's hurt again.
Like right on his hip. So he's got like a hip pointer.
They ought to call him street clothes.
Yeah.
At least AD's playing. Playing good, too. I say, man, these first three games, I know it's been really bad for the Lakers, but it's been really good for AD.
Yeah.
Although there was, I think three it goals. Was it the game Sunday against Portland, or was it against the Clippers, where AD went down really, really, really hard?
Yeah, it was the Clippers.
And I thought, oh, no.
And then he went to the locker room.
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And even in the first game against Golden State, he had a play where he came flying through the lane and wound up hitting the backboard, like the whole setup behind the basket. I was like, oh, no, he ain't getting up.
Yeah.
I know that is sort of the unfortunate part for AD.
Yeah, you always go hold your breath.
All of us think he's getting hurt every time he hits the deck.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So
I'm going to try and set a record tonight. I'm trying to set a record.
So
getting home.
No, you probably shouldn't say that out loud, though.
Why?
Like any police officers.
Well, no. Maybe I get a police escort. if I could get an escort, that'd be nice. Or if people could just get out the damn way, that would be helpful, too. But I carry my badge in my car, George, just in case I get pulled over.
No, you don't.
I can bro down with the cops.
Bro down?
That's right.
So I got a question for you guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I was texting with the one and only Mario Ruiz, Cappy.
The LAFC this Sunday at noon at the bank in the Western Conference Finals. A trip to the championship is on the line. It's time for a chip for the LAFC. Yeah, Mary.
So he wants to know, which I'm all in on this idea. I don't know what if you guys are coming back in again this week, but that Be Real made helped make their hype video, their official hype video for the next round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys want to have Be Real in studio, which would be freaking awesome. Like, I would love to have him in studio.
What day does he want him to come in?
I mean, he said, he just asked if we're in studio later this week.
I'm not the rest of the week because I'm flying.
Well, I don't know if that's going to fly with just Cappy here with Be Real. I feel like that might be a little awkward. No offense, Cappy.
I don't know. I think Be Real would see me.
And be like, yo, you're real.
He'd be like, yo, let's bring it in. Let's you're hug real. It out.
By the way, I texted you the other day. Yes. What did I text you the other day?
I think it was during the Clippers-Lakers game, and I had to fly that night, so I didn't get to go to the game.
Right.
But you must have seen Kevin Harlan.
I did. So I was standing next to Ramona and Mark Medina. We were chit-chatting before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Harlan was walking up to the stairwell where we were, the stairs to go up to where Michael and John and everybody is or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he sees me, and he's like, George! And he gives me this huge bear hug.
Did I tell you?
He brought it in.
I told you this.
And we chatted for a good 10 minutes.
It's so funny. The other night, I think it was maybe last week.
Hey, by the way, it felt like I hit a game winner when he said my name
that.
Oh,
I'm sure.
He was like, George!
With no regard for human life.
He sucked the air out of the building.
Right.
Or the gravity, I meant. That's
who were the Chargers playing a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football?
Oh, I was listening to that game, too.
Who are they playing?
They were playing the Broncos.
And I just, to be honest...
I told him that. I was listening.
I just forgot. I just completely forgot that... because I had to call a friend of mine who works on that broadcast.
Yeah.
And so...
Kurt Warner?
No. Howie Deneroff.
Oh, the mega producer.
Right. Shout out to Howie D. He's probably driving around
I heard lives in L.A. now.
Oh, yeah. He lives down in Irvine.
Oh, look at that.
Relocated.
He's an Irvinian.
Yes. Yeah. Relocated.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Does he listen to the show?
He does. Big fan.
Oh.
As a matter of fact.
All right, then.
So I wind up calling Howie, completely forgetting that he's just produced the game.
Right.
He answers the phone. He's like, hey, Kaplan, what's going on? I'm like, hey, Howie, how you doing? He's like, well, we just got done with the game. I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot you were producing the Monday Night Football game. He's like, yeah, I'm here with Harlan, and I'm here with Warner. We're in the car. We're all hanging out. He goes, hey, guys, Kaplan's on the phone. Hey, what's going on? And then I forgot that Kevin was coming back later in the week to do this game. So I know we got to all get together. I think that's what we got to do.
We should. When he's back in L.A., let's have dinner.
Yeah, we should. And what we should do is get him to come into the studio.
Oh, yeah.
He would
and
love
then
to
we'll
do
just
it.
Have dinner afterwards.
He would love to do it.
Because he's probably staying, if he's coming to L.A., he's staying downtown.
He would love to do it.
Yeah.
I can assure you that.
Make it happen.
He likes to eat, too, man. He can
oh,
put
I know.
It down.
I ate with him during the Western Conference Finals two or three times.
My man can eat.
True. We ate at, I mean, we're at PJ's, so we ate at an Italian place, obviously, in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And then we did Nick and Sam's in Dallas. You ever been there?
I have not.
Oh, dude, Nick and Sam's is like the fanciest, like STK, like one of those fancy, fancy steakhouses mm-hmm. that's like got crazy, like EDM music going on, while and like all the famous people of Dallas are there eating, like that's that. And PJ, you know, of course, gets you in there. Okay.
PJ is the man. He knows every restaurant in every town and knows every owner. And when you walk in,
every
like,
maitre
PJ,
d.
Yeah, bring it in.
Yeah. So Kevin ate with us there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's do it.
I would love to.
Yeah.
We got to see when the next TNT game is that the Lakers are playing.
Right between the eyes.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, we better get our YouTube numbers up coming, you know, going forward. Seriously. I can't be performing in front of 66 people on YouTube. Not acceptable.
Get Be Real in here. Cappy, do you know who Be Real is?
I mean, come on, Lindsay.
Wait. Do you know who he is?
Are you being real right now?
No, do you know who he is?
What do you think?
No, I don't think you do. You don't. You don't know who he is.
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. Let's get out of here, George.
All right. Cappy, great job. Kitty Cat, till the next time. Funchy and Lindsay, great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.